We'll speak this week about the category of muktzah called muktzah machmas chesron kis, something that's muktzah set aside for non-use because of a potential financial loss. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Shin Ches, kol ha-kelim yitolim b'Shabbos. Generally speaking, we can move utensils on Shabbos, forks and knives, plates and the like. Chutz mi muktzah machmas chesron kis. Kigon, what are examples of muktzah machmas chesron kis? Kigon sakin shel shchita, the slaughterer's knife, o shel mila, a mila knife, a bris mila knife, and izemel shel saparim, let's say a barber scissors, and the like. What's unique about these items? So they are kalim, and kalim we know generally can be moved l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach makomo, for the purpose of their place if they're in the way, or for their non-malacha use. But these don't have a non-malacha use at all. In fact, people are very careful not to use these items except for their particular use because of a potential financial loss. Certainly no one would using a moel wouldn't be using his mila knife to cut the chicken. Certainly not. So therefore, that becomes booked. In fact, there's a whole discussion when a mila is done on Shabbos, obviously he can move it for that purpose, what he should do afterwards, just drop it down, put it away, can he move it, carry it to another place, because after the mila, it's already muktzah. So how would we apply this nowadays? So there may be certain kalim that we have, certain items. Let's say someone leaves a Chromebook, a laptop on the table. So this is a kli, it's a form of a kli. It's a utensil, it's a device, no doubt. But people would not use this for any other purpose, really. Person has, if you didn't have a plate, would you say, I'll use my laptop as a plate, I'll put my sandwich on it? Maybe for certain older devices you would, but generally speaking, we would not. So if something like that, a device was left on the table, so we could argue that would be muktzah machmas chesron kis, a potential financial loss because we would not use this for any old purpose, only for its particular purpose. Therefore, we would not be able to move it. The fact that it's sitting on the table, l'tzorach makomo, that would not be allowed in this instance. Also, the poskim writes, the Rama writes, in the same Siman Shin Ches, Sif Aleph, he says, v'hu adin kelim hamiyuchadim l'schora. Person had certain merchandise. Let's say someone sells clothing or tablecloths and the like, or crystal or silver or the like. So those are kelim. But no one would take from his inventory at all. These are set aside for sale. People are makpid, are very particular that because they may become damaged. So those also fall into the category of muktzah machmas chesron kis. What's not in that category is food. Food, wine, and the like, even if that's set aside, they're very expensive, rare wines that I normally would not use necessarily. Maybe I'm using them to sell. That is actually not muktzah. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon, that peros la'otza are actually not muktzah, and those we would be able to move. The poskim even take this to another level. The Mishabura quotes, that even if you have niyar chalak omed ksiva, have a blank piece of paper, would a person use a blank piece of paper for another purpose? If it's only used for the purpose of writing, so that would be muktzah machmas chesron kis as well. One could argue that maybe nowadays that wouldn't be true. If I had a blank piece of paper, I would fold it up and use it as a bookmark. People use paper for other things. So that's a question, and it's each case we have to take on its own to decide what would be in this category. But other items that we know, sales receipts, a person's license for registration and the like, these are things that should not be moved at all. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach felt that if you have an item, merchandise that you bought, that you plan on returning. So since I want to be careful that it not become damaged, so although that merchandise, if I would decide to keep it, I would be able to wear and move on Shabbos. If it's set aside to be returned, it should not be moved at all because of muktzah machmas chesron kis. Wish everyone a good Shabbos.